Hello, everyone, and welcome to... That's not funny.
I didn't even laugh. I didn't even laugh at the joke until we start the show.
700? That's my uncle. It's not even the joke today. Welcome, everyone, to Smart Wrestling Fan, the podcast about wrestling, episode 733. That's right. That's where we're at now. We're wacky. We're on the laughing gas. No, we're not. I wish we were. I'm Joe Negron along with Mr. Mutant Larry.
Hello. What's up, Joe? Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do. Showtime.
Okay. Wait. Oh, it's not funny.
Good
it's
God.
Not funny just because you're doing a show. It doesn't make a bad joke funny.
Nobody. Oh, boy. Yep. We're wacky. Episode 733, Smart Wrestling Fan. We're going to talk about wrestling this week. 2 weeks ago, I told WWE to try. I put in the show title. And then last week, I said, now try harder. Now, maybe they tried a little this week. Maybe.
Well, they might have tried on one show.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. Only a little. I didn't say they did great, but
no. But I just don't want you to make people think SmackDown's going to be a good review.
No, it's no, it's bad. We're going to talk about wrestling. Stomping Grounds, new pay per view.
Is that a
Raw,
real thing?
SmackDown, Stomping Grounds.
That is going to be one of those pay per views. Someday we will struggle to remember the name.
Capital Punishment, Great Balls of Fire.
No, most all the Stomping driving grounds. Speed lane, fast face, all those, all bad the driving blood. Ones I can never remember.
When Bad Blood had like four D's in it.
Bad triple D.
It's what? Okay. So, yeah. Wrestling. Yep.
It's sure pay-per-view week.
Real. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have a lot to talk about. So, we're going to get right to it. First, I want to say thank you to the listeners. Hi. Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for listening.
You're cool. Technically, that's me. I was a listener last week.
Yeah, that's true.
I was.
So thanks for listening. We appreciate that. And then if you want to get all our other stuff that we do, smartwrestlingfan.com, what else? At SWF Podcast on Twitter. We have our YouTube channel that's free that is always has videos on it. It's called youtube.com/Joe Negron. That's where we have TLDR.
Too long. Say that thing again about how long, because I can't, I almost want to call you a liar.
Now it's a half a year that TLDR is up.
There's no way. Yeah. I okay, I'm just going to call you a liar. You're a liar. There's no way that it's been around that long.
Go look.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like yesterday you were like, and I'm like, what? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, no, and you did it. And I'm like, oh.
It's real.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did all those sound effects.
You did. That works. Works great. It's an audio podcast, so the sound effects work perfectly.
True. You can't see my face.
Poor no. You. They understood. They knew the references and stuff. So, yeah, go get all those things and become a patron of the show. If you don't, this is our last chance. If you don't become a patron this week, we're closing shop. So, there Virtual won't be a show shop. Next week. So, yeah. That's it. That's all I can say. No, really, we do need your support or else, you know, what is this? This is the 21st century. That's how people do things now.
It's true.
Some people go and they get a small business loan and then they open up their business and they hope it makes money. Some people go and they go get a job at the grocery store, you know, taking care of the produce section or whatever, right? They become a green grocer and then they get a paycheck. But see, we're in the 21st century, so we did the thing where we do this podcast, and then we hope that people like it enough to go on Patreon and support it. That's just a different way of getting a paycheck. Except this way, sometimes you're just on the streets starving. That's all. So just don't let us on the streets starving. Just please go to patreon.com/smartwrestlingfan so we're not so hungry. Or else it'll be too late, and then we won't have a show.
Can you imagine 50 or 100 years ago explaining to someone the economic model of work really hard and do something and then put it out for free and wait?
Yeah.
They'd be like,
we've only put, well, it's not like we haven't done too many shows yet. We're only at 733 episodes over. Oh, that's right. I think this week is our,
what's our break even? 14,000?
Yeah, I think speaking of 14, I think this is the 14th anniversary show, I think.
Oh, I'd have baked a cake.
Yeah. And then that means next week starts our 15th year of Smart Wrestling Fan. In fact, I think this week is our 15th year. I don't even know. All I'm saying is...
We are
is,
old enough to drink for 2 years ago. Yeah. My life experience.
That's what I heard. So, that's it. I just want to tell people all those things. If they don't want to help, then they don't like us. So, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I'm used to it. You don't have to be liked.
Don't be the turtle I saved on the road this week.
Yeah, don't. Larry did all this work. He's like...
Almost got killed.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to make sure you don't get run over by a car. Cars are going to almost hit me. And then
it was like if you played Mario, but backwards. That's what I was doing.
And then as soon as I save you and win at Frogger, then the turtle goes, F you, and pees all over Larry.
On the way to work. So it's not like I could turn around and clean up. It was a big snapping turtle.
Don't
so
be a snapping a turtle that pees on Larry. Help support Smart Wrestling Fan.
Can you imagine if a firefighter climbed up a ladder and took you from a burning building and on the way down, you just whizzed all over him? Really? Don't be that guy.
I have a dentist bill now because I had to go to the dentist all of a sudden.
Thank you for using the tea. I get so tired of people going to the dentist.
I never heard. Did they go to the dentist, the menace? Really?
Must be an Ohio thing. Yeah, I went to the dentist.
Well, I went to the dentist named Crentist. The Crentist named dentist named Crentist. Anyway, I went to a real dentist and for some emergency. I'm lucky I'm doing this show today. I'm having severe pain for the last since Thursday. So what is it? Tuesday morning? Why is that funny?
It's because of the joke.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop.
What time is my dentist appointment? Yeah, exactly. So
I'm crying.
So anyway, I don't want the show to be about me. I just want to talk about wrestling, but I just want to let people know where we're at. Like, this is like 15th year of the show now we're on, and we do the show for free, and then we hope that people pay. And then I'm just here, like, I have to go to the dentist all of a sudden. They're like, okay, that'll be $338. And then they're like, okay, but also you have to come in tomorrow and see this surgeon about this one thing that could be a problem. And then that's going to cost another $200-something. But then if this doesn't solve the problem, it's going to be this $1,400. And I understand this isn't a unique situation. People get this. This happens in life and all that. I'm just letting people know. Right now, I'm in a lot of pain. I shouldn't even be doing this show, but I'm doing it anyway. So
it is weird the dentist thing is because so many other body parts you can ignore, and your teeth just hang out and don't do anything 97% of your life. But man, when they decide to do something, it's like you got to. It's not like other
focus,
things.
Where, oh, my ankle hurts. Yeah, this is rough, but we're getting through it. It's fine. So. Okay, so anyway,
anything all that has stuff. With doing putting food in your mouth or out of your body is you can't ignore those two medical things.
No,
I find.
And then I don't want to. No, I'm not going to say it anymore because I don't want to be gross. But yeah, In and Out, it's not good. That's the burger place I was talking about. I heard it's good, but I don't eat there. Anyway, so you can go to the Smart Wrestling Fan website and all that stuff, and also smartwrestlingfan.com. PayPal, bottom of the page, whatever you want to do. It's fine. It's your choice. You're the listener. We want to talk about wrestling and we're going to start right now. So let's talk about the news. And there's really not much news. There's a rumor about a thing. I'll talk about it in a minute, but let's start with the ratings. The ratings, of course, now that NBA finals, NBA thing, NBA's done, right? They're done?
Yeah. Never again will anyone play the basketball.
No. Because the basketball's over for the season. Last week's Monday Night Raw managed to barely get a... Yeah, in the ratings, sorry. Last week's Monday Night Raw managed to get a 1.6. Ooh-hoo.
Wow, that basketball bounce.
That's what I heard it's called.
basketball bounce.
It is. And SmackDown Live on USA, this is good, scored a record low 1.27.
Oh my god. Okay, I was gonna make a basketball, but that just, yeah. No. Really?
No. That's bad.
Wow. What holiday was
on Tuesday? No holiday. It was a garbage show.
Was there some kind of
big a garbage pit
cable outage all over?
I think it was some news show. There was some big thing on versus it, but the point is, who cares? It still sucked. So,
oh my golly, OJ trial. Was it the OJ trial?
Yes.
Up against it.
I need some lithium, like in Back to the Future 2. Okay, so yeah, there you go. That's it. Those are ratings. The only news there really is this has not been confirmed, but it looks like Lars Sullivan might be out of action for 6 months or so because of a knee injury, but I could not confirm the news anywhere. That's just what I'm hearing. But it would make sense because he hasn't been on TV, so yeah. And then, of course, we've all been swerved and he's like a Bray Wyatt associate or something, but I think he really is hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to spend much time missing that.
Yeah, no one cares.
Okay. I never get a resolution to that great Lucha House Party.
Right. Look at that feud. Historic. Look at that. That's how we know he's really gone, because they're going after the 24/7 title now. but yeah, listen, we're not being mean to a guy with a knee injury. We just, you know, we heard Lars is an admitted racist and gayist, and he's pretty horrible. And yes, he's apologized for his past actions, but he still said those things. So you still have to wonder, you know, because he's in a position right now where if he didn't apologize, he probably wouldn't have a job. So,
plus, yeah, was anyone enjoying what was going on with Lars?
Not really. That was pretty terrible.
I don't think anybody was.
No, so he had no matches in WWE except those handicap matches. Terrible.
He is just one of the how many people right now are crap who we were told were going to be the next big thing. It's just everybody who's the next big thing is now Loving Fun. You remember how Loving Fun and all the tools? Now the next big thing has become your Kiss of Death.
That's horrible.
Drew, Elias, Lars.
Jeez.
Ali. Well,
wow. I can't wait to talk about him on the pay-per-view. Okay. So let's get the SmackDown and get that over with so we can get to the pay-per-view, please.
Let's do that SmackDown.
Yeah, let's just get it done. So
why do I have so many notes for SmackDown?
Larry. Okay.
I know you're going to hate this. I don't know why. I hated it.
Oh, I know why. Because it was so bad.
Oh, yeah. We had that discussion. Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. Show. Okay. SmackDown. Because no music. Boop, 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 boop.
Yep.
SmackDown Live from Ontario, California.
Oh, different one. Yeah, that's near here.
Do you know they have the 15th busiest airport?
I don't know if
that's in the everywheres or just in the United States.
Weird.
You tell me. Look out your window and tell me. Is the airport busy?
I don't see anything.
How far away is Ontario, California?
I can't walk there. So.
Okay. What's wrong with your legs?
That's how we judge your legs? Oh my God.
What's time are you walking under your teeth? No name check. So much for Ontario even being a place. I don't know why.
They won't say it because if you say Ontario, America thinks Canada. So you can't say it ever.
Ever. Oh, well, I'm in trouble for saying it. Corey Graves, Byron Saxon, and Slender Man on commentary, and there's a Pee Wee sign in the audience. I don't know if we're Herman or...
I don't know.
Whatever. New Day come out, and they joke Big E wants the last hour to be a freaky hour. But shouldn't he be doing that on Raw? There's only 2 hours here.
Yeah.
Don't understand. But jokes. Dolph Ziggler comes out, speaking of jokes. He says, I'm going to win. Kofi says, yeah, same thing, I'm going to win. But tonight, Dolph is going to face Xavier, and they waste about 15 minutes on that stuff.
Wow.
That great. See Bailey walking. We come back, and it's Dolph versus Xavier Woods. Match, match, match. All I can think of is, why does Dolph always have the flag on his butt now? It's not a character thing. It's not...
He's from America.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Speaking of from America, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn come out. So there's our first wild card right there.
Oh.
Okay.
Wild card one.
And because you want to have excitement here, the ref sends him back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why were you out? Superkick Dolly wins, according to my notes.
Wow.
Be Dolph. Dolly the goat. Or whatever happened to Dolly the sheep? She blew up for like a month and then was done.
I think there's like 10,000 of her now. Okay, go ahead.
Has so many followers, and they're all her on mm-hmm. Twitter. Now we're well over 20 minutes wasted in this junk. There's tons of talk about Seth and his title. You know that one from Raw?
Yeah.
And SmackDown?
Right.
Tons of talk. Shelton Benjamin and the B team are standing around in the hallway. Are they waiting to be the ref?
Yes.
Is that what was going on? I don't
know. Well, they're at Baron. Okay, they're at Baron Corbin's locker room.
Yes.
So that means he's the second wild card.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't matter if we see him or not. In story, he's there.
True.
That's all that matters.
So, more talk about Raw, the Baron Corbin stuff. Mm-hmm. Matt Hardy comes out of the office. That's going to go nowhere. Does he get hit by a chair?
He can slap a tomato. I don't know.
So that's wild card number two, Baron Corbin. Alexa, and I misspelled her name, and I won't say what it corrected to, but Alexa Bliss drinks coffee, mm-hmm. and Nikki Cross is also there. So what?
That's
three
four.
And four.
Yeah.
Right? Not you.
So that's it. So that'll be that's all the wild cards for the night.
Yeah, okay. They have stories. Well, at least moment of bliss, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Mm. And the whole thing is Nikki is going to be in Alexa's corner. So SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley comes out and she's drinking Alexa's coffee. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
What a story. Tell Becky, your phone to shut up.
Becky tells Nikki that Alexa is just using her, and it's all that weird. Oh, Bayley's saying things about you on a social media platform that you could immediately go and check out, but I guess
it's
you
more,
don't have internet service.
It's more bullying and gaslighting from Alexa, and I never liked that. It's not good.
No. Especially when we've seen it so much. Now it's not good, distasteful, and it's not good. Wow, yeah, the same old, yep. same old. Mm-hmm. Alexa says Bayley peaked in NXT. Wow, that's so sadly true.
Yeah, I know.
Bayley attacks Alexa and Nikki tries to stop her, and then Alexa attacks Bayley. Blah, blah, blah. Paula.
What? Oh. Sorry, I couldn't find a contact matching blah, blah, Paulo.
Oh, my God.
Go to the Alexa app.
What is happening?
I'm supposed to go to my Alexa app.
What time?
Okay. Okay, where are we? Oh, yeah. So, we're in the back. And my gosh, Apollo Crews is talking to
Zelina Vega.
And that's a big distraction there because she's just setting him up.
Yeah.
For an attack by the man known as her in-story boyfriend slash
you've lost me $5 and now my tooth is broken forever. I hate you.
So he attacks Apollo Crews and someone is taking notes.
Who does?
Jim Neidhart.
No,
I can't get my paste function to work on this speak text.
All right.
Andrade.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the one taking notes, though. He was the one that.
No, that's who attacked. The person taking notes, who could it be? Chad Gable.
Yeah.
G-A-B. And so 2 weeks. So WWE rule of threes is 2 weeks and then forget about it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan is walking with his tag team partner.
Yeah.
Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan.
Come back. B team is in the ring. Mm-hmm. Their heels, their faces, I don't even know anymore.
Their heels, because the commentators talked about that.
Well, Daniel Bryan and Rowan come out. They're in commentary, and Heavy Machinery come out to fight the B team. Mm-hmm. And Corey says the Bushwhackers are Heavy Machinery's favorite team.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, though, saves everything, like he often does, by saying Bushwhackers shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because they never won anything, along with Coco Beware.
He mentions Coco Beware. It's amazing.
He's so on it. Daniel Bryan, I forget how good he can be because they never let him be good. Crowd likes the B team better than Heavy Machinery. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So, because of chanting. Slender Man explains the B team is out here to impress so they can be appointed the ref. I guess both of them. And I don't know how having a good match impresses you for being a cheating ref, but whatever. Heavy Machinery. Honestly, I think the two guys are fine.
Yeah.
I would use them in some way, not this. The gimmicks change. Just doesn't stick with me. Heavy Machinery wins it.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins comes in to hit the B team with chairs. Uh-oh. So
Seth from Rollins. Raw.
Is that wild card?
That's wild card 5. That can't be right. Uh-oh.
Oh, Shane pulls up in a limo. So, okay, he'll explain why we had one too many wild cards.
Yeah,
sure. He'll punish, because remember, you will be punished.
That's what Vince said.
So, okay, that's what he's doing. He stopped by Sammy and Kevin Owens. Sammy says he's the wild card tonight. So he was invited, so he's not going to be the one punished. Shane makes a 2 out of 3 falls. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens against Seth and Kofi Kingston.
That's weird.
So okay. What does that prove?
I don't know.
How are Sammy and KO losing everything?
Yeah.
And constantly getting matches that would put them in position to do things if they won?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So we come, I guess there's not enough people on SmackDown. No, everyone is ignored. Back, and Aleister Black is talking in his room, and change is the essence of man. And he does, remember last week, he didn't understand why no one has knocked, but now he understands why people knock. He doesn't explain to us, and he says, woe is his story, and someone will knock, and he will change his essence. It sounds like a perfume commercial from like the 90s.
Well, get ready, because guess who's going to knock and open that door? It's going to be the Firefly Funhouse crew. It's happening.
Yeah. I hope somebody gets him out of there. Shane out again. Oh, Shane out again. Yeah. With his lackeys, Elias and Drew McIntyre. Oh, golly. Shane gets entrance music. Okay. Drew gets his entrance music. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's 3 people out there. What are they doing with Elias?
Well, you see, they killed him off on Raw, so this is just so you can see him. This is like his viewing.
Yeah, and Drew's push is the man who helped Shane McMahon pin Roman Reigns. That's his claim to fame. But Shane tries to tell us now it's all about Drew. So Drew says he's better than Roman Reigns, and they say, hold on, wait, Shane's not doing enough. Let's bring back his other giant story he had with Miz. So Miz comes out. It's terrible. Oh, by the way, Miz, isn't?
Oh, Miz is from Raw.
That's 7 wild cards now?
Yep, 7.
Because Elias and Drew, yeah, it's going to... Okay. Shane threatens to fire people because Miz shows last week's... him getting beat up by Roman. It really wasn't that bad. It's like every week we see. And then Miz tells Shane, settle down, Junior. You're the boss's son. Yeah. You called him Junior. And yeah, what's that have to do with... But Miz is us now because Miz says, you know what I hate? Shane McMahon being on the show all the time. Don't you guys? And everybody cheers. And now it's okay. Because
and then the crowd went, at home, they went, he's right. And they turned the TV off. That's what happened.
I sure am. Mm. And then Shane looks at Miz and he says, hey, seeing as you happen to be on the show, but you're supposed to only invite so many. So if you didn't know this, then he should be punished. And the rules, because he's 7, but you
no, that's 6, real.
Which is already over. No. But you're the ball. It's terrible. And Shane even goes as far as sarcastically calling Elias SmackDown's greatest acquisition.
Wow.
Like, what are they doing to him? So he says, we're going to make a tag match against you. And Miz and Elias and Drew, but you can have anybody you want. If you get a partner in 10 seconds, so you know who's coming out in 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 10 second warning. 10. Of course.
No, it's the perfect 10. R-Truth.
Oh, right. Of course.
R-Truth comes out from under the ring. I guess he's been hiding for the 24/7 thing. And he says, oh, well, there he is. That's my guy. Mm. Now, so that 10 seconds was... if in 10 seconds you can like physically see somebody, or could have Miz just yelled out Roman Reigns as loud as he could, or what was the rule there?
There's never a rule.
There's no rules.
No.
So Shane does not say that the 24/7 belt rules are in suspension like he said every other time. So, but R-Truth isn't technically a wild card, so this one goes. Come back, and there's a Mr. Fuji video or something.
Yeah, but it doesn't show all the parts where he, like, murdered people and killed animals and stuff.
Yeah, fed dogs to people and everything. Yeah. But in the back, AOP is leaving a room and talking about, wow, I'm glad we caught him before he left.
Wait a minute, they're from Raw. And I, just in case people are like, well, maybe during the shakeup they got shaken up to smack. No, I checked on the website. They're on Raw. So that's 9 wild cards now. Yep.
8 and 9. So, And also, if in storyline, this will be forgotten, so don't worry about it. But if it were to be picked up again and they were supposed to be talking to Shane, he's in the ring right now. Just remember that. Because who else is going to be there? I mean, it wasn't Baron Corbin's locker room, so they're not trying to be the ref.
Right.
So then out come the Iconics. They don't count as wild cards because they're loud. And they see Paige's princesses, or what are they called? The kooky dolls or whatever
they
are.
Yeah, kooky dolls, yeah.
Paige is all like, we want a title match. And they say no. And Paige says, well, guess what? We've already said, got a match with you in Tokyo next week. And if we win that, we get a title. Then why did you ask them for...
What the heck?
I don't care. So yeah, Kabuki Warriors are wrestling in Tokyo in a generic next week time that I'm...
A generic next week house show time in a non-title match. The end. What?
So okay. Now that tag match that's been sitting in the ring getting cooled off
for,
I don't know, 20 minutes, it starts. Shane's going to be at ringside. Shane interferes. Drew punches Truth. And... pins Truth. He doesn't punch Truth. I probably did. But pins Truth. So I guess that means Drew's the 24. Oh, he's going to be upset about that. He doesn't want that title.
Yeah,
but
no, Shane never mentioned the rule about that. So
yeah, but if you suspended it every other time, doesn't that mean you have to suspend it?
Well, if you suspended it every other time, then that means that this time he forgot. So then Drew's the champ.
But Drew's must not be, because a bunch of people pour out to try to get the 24/7 title. Okay, I understand. It's Shelton Benjamin.
Okay.
And the Bollywood Boys.
What? Bollywood Boys, maybe. If 205 Live counts as a wild card thing, then that's 10 and 11.
They said it did when they talked about wild card.
Oh.
Rockstar Spud. Brian Kendrick.
And I'm pretty sure Spud and Kendrick are not on SmackDown either. So I'm going to say that's 12 and 13.
Really? Wait, no, not, it's not over yet, because also is Jack Gallagher. Yeah, he's 14. 14.
Oh, Larry, technically it's Jack Gallagher, so.
Technically, I didn't say it.
Yeah, but Gallagher's 14, and that's, okay, so what's happening here? Because you ever have, like, a toy when you're a kid, and you can, like, I can't even figure this out. How can I say it? You have this tiny little thing that, like, instead of a bank, it's like it accepts marbles or gumballs or something. And you can just stuff them in there. But it only fits 5, or it only fits 4. And then you just keep jamming them in there and jamming them in there. And eventually the glass on the machine breaks. None of this is a real thing. That's not a real product that you can buy, but ever in the history of man. But
sounds like a terrible product. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's hazardous too, not for kids or
glass adults. And marbles.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but anyway, this machine, you know what you do? You don't fix it, you break it. And then once they broke it, I'm pretty sure that the wild card thing's done now. They jam too many breadsticks in the basket.
It's like when you have the thing you used to cook the little rubber things in, the little creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
You put other stuff in there and it ruins it. Toy's done. But it's even stupider, more stupidish, because I guess the 205 guys, 405, 607, 837, 5300, they don't understand. They don't watch the product. So they think it's just about stealing the title.
Yeah. Yeah. Shelton's like, don't you just have to pick it up? And they're like, wait, you don't watch the product, do you? He's like, yeah, but when Mick Foley was here, that's how it happened. And they're like, no, that was just the first time.
Well, But also online, I guess, Maxwell from the Hardys. He thought the same thing. But of course, he's, what, 1 year old, so.
He's not still one, but yes, okay.
So Truth takes it back and runs away.
Yeah.
And I write here, because Joe and I had this discussion, SmackDown is now worse than Impact.
It's
because Joe calls me, because I didn't get to watch it live, and Joe's like, this is just terrible. And my reaction for the first time in Smart Wrestling Fan history was the same feeling I had when I had to review Impact, where I hated it, but I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of excited to watch it because it's that freaking bad. SmackDown has entered the that freaking bad
14 zone. Wild cards, 9 if you don't count 205 Live. They busted the glass marble bucket, breadsticks in the basket machine. Yeah.
So how many balls can you stick in Mr. Bucket? You can only stick
maybe so many. That's what it was, Mr. Bucket. No, because it would just overflow then.
Buckets of fun. Mm-hmm. So that makes it Miz going against two guys.
Maybe Hungry Hippos. I don't know.
So I don't know when we're going to talk about this, but the match isn't going on. But Miz does get beaten down during the commercial. But when we come back, it's the match. And Drew just pins Miz.
We were going to talk about it during Raw, but I'll say it now. It's weird.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. I guess, I don't know if it's... Okay. I don't know if Vince is explaining to his minions what's really going on. But what's happening right now is WWE is practicing for Fox. And Fox wants a real sports presentation. One of the things Fox wanted was they didn't like when WWE had action happening during the commercials. Okay. They didn't want, because they said when they have live sports, you don't have the sports happening when the commercial's on. The commercial's there for when we're on, you know, between the action. Sports. The point is this. WWE's trying this now. You might have noticed it last week on Raw. You definitely will notice it tonight on Raw.
Yeah, it's Raw. This Raw really launched it into the
it is clear
in your face.
But it's happening here too with the 2 out of 3 falls match and the elimination tag. These are things that they're going to continue to do because they consider these rounds or whatever. They consider these, you know, whatever you want to call them. Remember that title in
oh TNA? Yeah, what was that?
The Grand Championship or whatever. Grand Biscuits.
Remember that? It was a legacy title, and it turned into the...
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah,
but so basically what we're doing right now is practicing. So we're going, well, let's see what happens during the commercials. And so during the commercials, the crowd's like, what are we supposed to do? Because they're waiting for the match to restart, basically. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Do we want this? I don't think we do.
I don't want it, and I worry that I'm just upset about it because... It's not what I'm used to, but I also think about what the crowd's doing. I'm like, okay, I don't know how this works.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm fine with, okay, you waited for me to go take a poo break or whatever, and now you're starting. Okay, I guess that's fine, but it makes the matches really weird and formulaic. Not that they weren't before, but it's weirder.
What they should do, if this was really, just lessen the amount of them, don't...
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Is there anything that Fox can't try to ruin?
I thought you were going to say, is there anything Fox can't do? No, they ruin everything.
Tell the truth? Yeah. Because, like I said, Drew pins Miz because Drew can pin Miz. No big deal because Shane's already pinned him and Shane is the big boss. Then they beat up Miz again. Wow, I've seen this a lot. Carmella's looking for Truth. Then Mandy Rose and her pal, who gets no talk at all, they're eating all the donuts back there and looking at Fitness Magazine. Hmm. What? And then they talk to Ember Moon again about breaking the video game.
How many times is this going to happen?
I don't understand. And is it leading to anything?
No.
And she's not. I mean, she's kind of being bullied. And were they trying to say that she shouldn't eat donuts because they're eating all the donuts?
Well, because they are in muscle and fitness, or at least one of them are, and or muscle fitness hers or whatever, hers potato chips, and that they work out so much they could eat the donuts, but Ember Moon just reads books and plays video games, so she's not allowed to eat the donuts. Wow, that's nice.
I don't understand. And then they fight, but if you notice, Mandy Rose kind of just stands off. But that is this ever going to be a story?
I hate it.
Hasn't it kind of dragged?
They don't know what they're doing. WWE doesn't know what they're doing with these people.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I think Mandy is like, I know I'm not. I'm okay. This is the story, and everyone else has forgot that's a story. But at least she's trying to hang with it.
I just called the women's division these people, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. These people. In the back, Seth is showing Kofi his chair. He's like, look at this nice chair I used to hit people. Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Kofi's like, okay. Next up is Bray's Funhouse. Mm-hmm. And then I write, the earth ruins the joke. And that's kind of real. I feel
wow.
I don't know what that meant. R-Truth is going to the parking lot to leave. He's looking for Carmella. And this... I like R-Truth. He does good stuff. The car pulls up. A ref gets out, and he's like, you're a ref and an Uber driver, too? Yes. And he turns around. Carmella is really rock star Spud. Spud pins Truth and runs away with the title. So, wow. So,
yeah, but what happened to Spud there? He fell. His outfit fell apart.
It was Carmella's clothes.
They almost had to censor the ground there. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you missed it.
No.
Wow. When this show's over, go look again.
Oh, did his spud fall out?
Two
of his spuds fell out. That's almost all of them.
You need to go.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Was that the moment R-Truth realized it wasn't Carmella?
Maybe.
So it's a 2 out of 3 falls, huh? Tag team match.
What? Again? What?
I don't know. What this is, elimination, whatever. Kofi and Seth against Sammy and Kevin Owens. Mm. Kofi pins Sammy immediately. And then match. Paul Heyman? Did Paul Heyman come out here?
Yes.
I don't remember this part. Oh, yeah. Okay, Paul. Yeah. Ooh, with cash in? No. Seth pins Kevin Owens.
He didn't come out. He was just watching backstage.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. Okay. Seth pins Kevin, the end. What is going on with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? It's just getting silly now.
I don't know. They have all the matches where they win once a year.
But they don't win. Yeah. Whatever. And they're on separate shows.
Yeah.
So you want to use them all the time and constantly break the wild card rule. But this
they matter. Broke it. They speaking of break the wild card rule. Yeah, they destroyed the wild card rule. There is that doesn't exist anymore.
They put so many balls in Mr. Bucket's mouth. It just exploded.
Buckets of fun. Oh my God.
Oh, Mr. Bucket. Is there anything you can't do? What a weird toy. And people have just seen the commercial, younger people. That toy sold. There was a lot of Mr. Buckets around.
Kids flocked to Mr. Bucket.
Oh. I wonder why.
It said right on the box in quotes, kids flock to Mr. Bucket.
I think that was the headline in the newspaper and it spun around on the commercial.
I need pain medication now. Stat, as the kids say.
Okay. Oh, God. We got anything about anything?
You didn't say it was the end. I don't know.
The end.
No. We've... some general emails that have nothing to do with SmackDown, so.
Good. Maybe they'll be good.
Yeah. Look, it's a fun. Okay, should we move on to the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Play some. Does it deserve music? It's okay.
Do you have something just like a monotone hum? Because that's kind of what it was.
Let's see what I got here.
Yeah, that was it.
Let's see what we got here. That's good.
Okay. It wasn't that exciting.
No. Stomping Grounds, and the kickoff is an hour long of nothing, so I'm just going to say what happened. Cruiserweight title match happened. If you remember, the champion is Tony Nese. He wrestled in a three-way Akira Tozawa versus Drew Gulak versus Tony Nese. There's a spot in here where Drew Gulak definitely botches, where he misses the breakup and ruined the whole match. Yeah. So luckily, the other guys knew what to do. But the neck breaker on Tozawa, and if you can believe it, Drew Gulak wins the Cruiserweight title for the first time. So
it's, and you know what every Cruiserweight match on a pay-per-view does to me? It makes me say, I really like that match. Enough to watch 205? No.
Never. No.
I hate doing that.
I do too.
I really like these guys. Yeah. I really like that match. Not enough to watch that show.
Right. So the pay-per-view opens with the video with "these boots are made for walking" music. That's embarrassing. So
the, well, the stomping. So explain to me why it's stomping grounds if the boots are made for walking.
Right.
Weren't they boots were made for stomping would be better boots.
Right, because the boots and are going to walk all over you, but I don't remember them.
Thing that I don't understand.
Mm. What time, Larry, are you going to? Okay, so, yeah.
Oh, yes, we forgot in the pre-show. You know what Booker T really hates? People that dance in the ring. He can't stand that. Them.
Yeah. Wow, Book. Jeez.
Oh.
There were a lot of dumb things said on the kickoff.
But, so many. Yeah. But they also said "Hands of Ricochet." I'm like, I don't remember that one. "Hands of Ricochet."
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite movie.
Does that mean you punch somebody and they bounce away?
Oh, that's right. Ricochet hands. That's a power up you get in the new Contra game. Live from Tacoma, Washington. We're going to open with the Raw Women's title match. It's Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans. And right away they talk about boyfriend Seth Rollins. And I call Larry and I say, the special guest referee tonight's going to be Lacey Evans because she's going to lose this match. And she's going to ask Baron to be the ref because she wants to cost Becky Lynch's boyfriend the title. And then they'll fail. And then we tweeted that before, right at the beginning of the pay-per-view, and it all happened.
And when you said that, I'm like, that makes perfect sense, but it doesn't seem big enough for a pay-per-view. But then now I have to remember, pay-per-views aren't big anymore. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, that would like a Raw twist. That would be a decent Raw main event twist.
But entertaining. The problem with this match is that it's Lacey Evans. She's so horrible. There's a spot in here where Becky whips Lacey into the corner, and then Becky's supposed to do that hop onto the second rope back kick kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lacey misses her spot completely, tries to apologize. Becky goes for it again. Lacey lunges forward, and Lacey barely falls over, and they cut to Becky Lynch, and just Becky's disgusted and shaking her head like, this. Why am I in here with this greenie? This is amazing. Lacey's does not belong in this match.
No, she did not say that. She said, why am I in here again? It's one thing. Yes. You got to throw everything at the wall. Yeah. Sometimes, why are we doing this over and over again when it's never good?
No.
Is it because she's so good on the mic? No. Is it because her character's so cool? No.
Is it because she's blonde? Ding, 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 ding. Okay, Lacey's horrible. Armbar, Becky retains. That's it. And by the way, Lacey tapped in 0 seconds, as in the move is getting put on, and the second it's locked on, like, I mean, it was even where there wouldn't have been pain yet. Tap. So,
well, it's so quick that the announcers, the commentators had to be like, well, that's the smart thing. If you know it, you just got it immediately because you might get injured.
And in a title match, too, you know, because you don't care. Now, Mustafa Ali, or just Ali now, is Poet Batman. He walks through the... Now, is he Poet Batman or Poet Everyman? Because he walks through the city. He is so gritty. He looks at the streets and sees how poopy they are. I can't rhyme it because it's cursing. But anyway, he's... And I made that up. That wasn't on the show. But, can you tell? Ali's looking at all the homeless people, but he's not helping them. And he's looking at the guy that... What is this? This is not anything.
Have you ever seen those videos where they walk through talking and it's just, you're not doing anything? Wait a minute. I think that guy might be dead on the side. He just went.
But he keeps walking. And then I thought he was going to like grow, not grow wings, like a, no, not like cool. That. But like he would get Garden the like wings. The gliding wings and they would come on and then he would jump off a building or something. I thought, but that would show, you can't do that because it would show kids that it's okay to jump off buildings with flappy wings. Anyway, Ali is Poet Batman. Dominic Schmidt is backstage at Baron Corbin's locker room. And Paul Heyman is there, too. And he says things. And Baron comes out and thinks she wants a date with him. That's
It's a little creepier than that. He's like, we spend all this time together. Okay. He is a heel. I'm okay when heels are a little creepy.
But, this match. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus The New Day.
Wait. I thought we were doing pay-per-view. Why are we reviewing just one of the regular?
So there's 9 matches on the card. Okay. 7 matches are title matches, but yet there's 2 non-title matches, which is fine. You don't always have to have a title. Okay.
No.
But when you don't have a title, it should be an important match because there's 2 tag titles not even on this show. This is sad for the Iconics, who are never on pay-per-view. But Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus New Day. This is definitely a SmackDown match. Okay. The match ramps up, and Byron says this. This is why we call Big E the game changer. No one calls him that. What does that even mean? My stomach's going crazy. There's a nervous kid in the crowd. I don't know if you noticed this. That is worried about the finish of this match.
like he's worried he's going to win, or he's just like critiquing the match?
He's worried. He's just looking like, oh no, I hope the New Day win.
Oh.
And the switcher work in this match is horrible. We miss all kinds of spots, stunner, and the heels win for some reason. Wow. So I get it now. Zayn and Owens can win when they're going against people without titles. That's it.
And do you know what really makes me upset about this pay-per-view? Is I watched, just happened to come on my Facebook page, a little interview with Zayn and Owens in the parking lot next to one of the...
It is amazing.
Why is that not on my TV?
And that's why WWE is
stuff not on my TV.
That's why WWE is failing, because they don't think that that belongs on TV. That was the most fun thing. Big O, Kevin Owens, walking over to the big WWE tractor trailer and talking to Sin Cara's picture on there. It's incredible stuff. Why is this not on TV?
Do they not realize that we have to have a connection to these people? Seeing him wrestle New Day 20 times doesn't make me like Kevin Owens. That right there made me, Kevin Owens, I like him. I wish I had a t-shirt to wear for Kevin Owens, because he and Sammy are cool. They were both cool in that thing, even though the heels.
Yep.
We're getting robbed of everything that makes wrestling fun.
I know. Alexa Bliss is backstage with Nikki Cross, and Bliss lies again, and Nikki hates Bayley for no reason again. Hot.
Weak.
U.S. title match, Ricochet versus Samoa Joe. This was a great match. If you want to see a good match between these two, this is the one to watch. But guess what? Ricochet wins. Like, not with a roll-up. He does his finishing move, and there's a title change. This is real, everybody. I'm doing something with Ricochet. Yeah. All right.
It's probably going to mean more Ricochet talking, which...
Ricochet on the mic is not the best, but we'll see. Maybe it'll get better. Okay, not on Raw, though. Backstage, Ricochet celebrates with Faces and Charlotte.
What?
Now, listen, so I understand that that was the NXT crew back there, and that's why... The problem is Ricochet wasn't there with most of those people, first. Second of all, I think the only heel there was Charlotte. It didn't work. And Triple H comes in, and it's like, oh, my boy won. And it's like, yeah, get Charlotte out of there, please.
There was just no reason to have her there.
It was because they wanted to pay her for the pay-per-view, Larry. How gross. Yuck. SmackDown tag title match. Heavy Machinery versus Brian and Rowan, the tag champs. By the way, laziness. They still haven't changed those to the eco-friendly titles, even though the night Brian and Rowan won them, they said, we got to do something about these titles. So that's good.
Again, what do you do? You take out the fun of having those two. What is the fun of having those two as tag champs? We've covered different things you could do. Making them the eco titles. Have the jobbers they wrestle dresses like Coal Power and, you know, anything. Or just let them talk like we've seen them talk in some interviews. But no, everything good about having those two as tag champions doesn't exist.
Why are we not talking about how construction vehicles emit all kinds of pollution?
They should have wrestled a guy dressed as a real bulldozer.
Well, I'm talking about Heavy Machinery, but yes,
you're that's right. What I'm saying. They should have wrestled two jobs.
A real caterpillar, yeah.
Decides to have this match against. The only way Heavy Machinery work as the Bushwhackers. They can't be the Bushwhackers with this crowd.
Right.
Because Daniel Bryan is
from here. The problem was this crowd is a Daniel Bryan supporting crowd. So they're booing Heavy Machinery, which was kind of, I felt bad. I did. Because they Heavy Machinery really worked hard in this match.
I like them. I just wish they weren't the Bushwhackers.
I know.
H2O.
And guess what? We get a roll-up trash ending with Small Package, heels retain, and then Daniel Bryan tweets, Mr. Small Package. That's his gimmick now.
Oh, hey, funny. I thought that was my gimmick.
Oh, my God. That's great. Extreme Rules promo, I don't want it. So, that's good.
Ooh, I'll really not want it later.
Yeah. SmackDown Women's title match. And that's Alexa Bliss with Nikki Cross versus the SmackDown Women's Champion, Bayley. This match is a trash pit. I've never seen so many rest holds and strikes and screaming at the ref. No one cares.
Okay. Bliss okay, needs... Joe, but...
Yeah.
Pigtails. Mm-hmm. I wish I had something.
Nikki Sorry. Stuff and whoa, Bayley retains. So, that's it. So, pig guess tails. What? Guess what, though? The feud continues at Extreme Rules.
Oh, yeah.
If we get Bayley versus Alexa Kendo Stick 2, I don't want it. Electric Boogaloo, get it out of my face. Okay. We see video of Spud losing his title at his wedding and his wife wants a divorce. And yeah, that's good. Oh, Ricochet's photo shoot.
And he's speaking of which, since you brought the wedding thing up.
Yeah.
Obviously, at this pay-per-view, we're going to see a title change for the 24/7, right?
That doesn't belong on pay-per-view, ever. That's what they said.
This is so dumb.
So Gallows, Anderson, and Styles come in and talk to Ricochet. And Styles is like, oh, you won the U.S. title, Ricochet. Then I'll see you tomorrow night. So we're getting a match with him and...
Wait a minute. Wait, Joe, that's interesting.
Yes. What happened there? Something's going on. Ooh.
You got your interesting in my WWE.
Ooh, weird. We have the threat. We have Ricochet as a rookie Shay, winning a title. We have the club coming in where we don't know where they stand, and we have AJ Styles coming in too. This is all storied, Larry. This is stuff that's happening. Whoa, what's going on? Weird.
I guess it's that whole monkeys with typewriters and eventually, infinity thing.
Eventually something pops out. Yeah, like Mr. Bucket. Shane comes out, and that's gross, but it's Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. Oh my God, every commentator annoyed me. Because Michael Cole's like, Reigns has never been tapped. And I hate how he says that. I don't like that. And then...
Poor Becky Lynch.
I know. no, it's not Rollins. Okay, so...
Oh.
Oh my God, you just mixed up Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. So, Renee keeps calling Reigns Oos. Does she not know what that means? So... And Graves, right after Cole says he's never been tapped, like Mr. Bucket, Graves says that Reigns needs to tap into his powers or whatever. Just all you, shut up. Spear, oh, it's over. Reigns went, no. Shane grabs the ref. Coast to coast. Oh, guess what? Doesn't matter what they do because Roman Reigns just beat two guys, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about this feud. No. But it's over, right?
Oh, it's going to get much more over later. Now, steel cage match for the WWE title. Dolph Ziggler versus... It should have been me, Dolph Ziggler, versus Kofi Kingston, the WWE champion. Here's the problem. This match is... I know we don't want it, but it's a steel cage match, and it's two guys that can wrestle each other and know each other, right? The problem is Dolph has no heat. So the match suffers immediately. But then Dolph starts, he's like, watch this. I'm going to do all these leg bars and ankle locks and heel hooks. And all these, what? What is that?
In all those ways he's going to win a cage match?
He kills the match with those. The match isn't terrible, but it's just like, what was this? The best part was the ending. What? Dolph, go ahead.
No, the match isn't going to work because maybe there was a 7-year-old in the audience that thought Dolph was
going to
win.
Right. We all know Dolph's going
to
win.
Or
right.
The only thing you can do to counteract that is have him actually win and everybody be like, that's dumb. So there's no plus to this.
Yeah, match. It's extra dumb because he would set the title in the middle of the ring and leave. So Dolph's about to crawl out the door and Kofi dives over him through the ropes and out the door. and lands on his arm and almost breaks his arm. But Kofi retains, and it was a pretty neat ending. And then Dolph cries and goes home.
He disappears forever.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie interviews Kofi, and then he's like, I'm going to Disneyland or something. I don't know. Where's he going?
I tell you that this, I remember when we had the night of the McMahon lies, when they lied about everything. Yeah. They told us the no rematch thing, which is technically correct, but it's all rematches now. Why is Dolph having another match here? Why is Baron Corbin having another match here?
God. Everyone's getting one. Extreme Rules is going to be super duper rematch city part two. Can't wait. That's a good hot pay-per-view name there. Backstage, Shane McMahon. Oh no, here we go. Shane's walking with Drew, and Drew's all mad, and Shane's all mad, and Shane says, tomorrow on Raw, it's going to be me and Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns in a handicap match. Good God.
Not anything you want to advertise Raw with.
No. But your main event's here. Universal title match, Baron Corbin versus Seth Rollins. Wow, there's over an hour left in this pay-per-view. What is happening? There's so much time left.
Because of that great mystery ref. It's going to be Hulk Hogan.
Sting. Here's your special guest referee. Look at this. It's Lacey Evans. I was right. Yeah.
Makes sense. Check our Twitter. But it's not big enough.
Cha-ching. Before, actually, cha-ching is not correct because we didn't make a dollar off of that. So before the match, though, Lacey Evans takes the chair away from Rollins because Rollins has his favorite chair. And Corbin starts killing Rollins with it. And Lacey won't look. And she just will not look because it would be a DQ then. And the crowd chants, this is stupid and AEW and boring. Now, this part of the match, I was agreeing with them. But then a sloppy powerbomb through the announce table kills Baron Corbin. And Lacey counts really slow. And then somehow now tonight, referees are allowed to change the match. So the referee decides now this match will be no countouts. The problem is, here's where it starts. It got so dumb, it's turning around. So this is where it starts getting good. So this is probably, would you agree, the best thing that Lacey's ever done?
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's any good, but.
No, but it's because of the story. Like I said, the story works because it is. This became a story, but it's kind of like, I didn't think it was the pinnacle of this story. Yeah. This should have been the Raw before the pay-per-view. And then there was one more trick that's even bigger that deserves a pay-per-view. But
So Corbin starts using a chair. And then she's like, oh, also it's no disqualification. And it doesn't matter. Anything's allowed. So then she slaps and kicks Rollins. And then, oh, low blow to Seth Rollins. End of days. And, oh, no. Title's going to change hands. No, Becky Lynch comes out, of course, to a huge pop, and there's a big scuffle, and then referee John Cone comes in, controversial ref. Stomp, Rollins retains, and this... what are you doing? Are you trying to watch for Spud's Nuggets or something? It just popped
up on my... I tried to get to my emails. Okay.
Got it.
Sorry.
Spud Nuggets. And it's not what you think, Larry. It's something else. And Rollins retains.
What else is in there?
It's not. No, it's the fake parts, not the real parts. Yeah. And the pay-per-view ends at 10:18. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we address something that's been in the history of wrestling, but I've never understood, but it was super.
Okay.
Out there. During, when you low blow somebody, why is there a rule that the only part that can make contact with your spud nuggets is like
your forearm,
the crook of your arm. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely, no one is allowed to.
I know the answer.
Punch somebody, why?
It's to get a read on it. It's for the camera. It's so you it's can. Just
see. Way more obvious if you do the whole crotch.
Yeah, and that's why they hold. They're told to hold the arm there for a few seconds because the audience has to get it, and then it's over, and then you release. That's it. It's just so it reads
for the audience and the crowd.
Yeah,
the crowd,
it reads better. Yeah. Yes, that's why.
Just once I want to see somebody take a jab to the spud nuggets.
I know. That's not how that works. No, it's so it reads on camera. And so it's so originally it wasn't for the camera. It was for the whole live crowd. It was for everybody.
Yeah, that I understand.
Because you've seen when they do it fast and it's no good.
Yeah.
And you've seen when they do it where they don't use their whole arm, it doesn't look good either. Sometimes you can do the kick, but again,
because everybody understands what that is. Yeah. There's no, you can't confuse. You could confuse a jab to the spud nuggets for something else. You can't confuse an actual kick or a knee to the
spud nugget. That's disgusting. Okay, so you got some emails?
I have some emails about the stomping grounds.
Okay, I'll take it.
It said, I've always wondered what the other language commentators are being announced during the pay-per-view. I'm not sure why, but I've always been curious. Maybe I'm just weird. Hopefully you'll find this interesting. I didn't understand it.
Good. Keep going.
So I watched some of the German version of Stomping Ground. First, the intro is entirely in English. When Cole introduces Corey, Renee, and himself, their audio levels are brought up enough to hear them, but not the normal levels.
Weird.
And then the German commentators introduce Cole, Corey, and Renee over a low English audio.
Wow.
I don't know if the German commentators, this is just a way to prove you know how to speak German, introduce themselves because I don't speak German. Or any other language other than English.
What?
When Tom, Corey, and Byron were on screen a little later, the German commentators stopped talking, so I just heard what Tom was saying in English. Huh. This is how desperate people are for entertainment.
I know.
What would happen when it came time for the Spanish commentators to talk, their audio was brought up low, and the German commentators continued to talk for a little bit, but stopped right before it was their turn.
Yeah.
For the backstage segments, the English audio was low, and there was different people, all men though, to translate what was being said into German, almost like a movie dub, but the English was still audible. This was a little weird. When all the other language commentators were being introduced, the Germans talked over the Portuguese commentators a little bit and then stayed quiet for everybody else. Maybe they forgot this was supposed to happen at this point. Anyway, I was just curious and wanted to share. Love the show as always. Please do some more Smart Movies Fan. We will, as soon as I stop working overtime. Schmuck. Okay, that is WWE in a nutshell. How can I make this pay-per-view interesting? Ugh, I don't know. Put in foreign language.
Wow.
Watch it standing on my head.
Yeah.
Put little tiny pieces of paper on the screen, make mustaches on the rest. I don't know.
Yes. Wear a hat. That'll do it. Isn't that how that works? Yeah. Wear a hat. I'm going to read an email from Hum Numa Humma. Hum Numa Humma.
Never heard of him.
He says, I looked at the card for Stomping Grounds and decided not to watch. Instead, I devoted my Sunday to getting caught up with New Japan. Specifically, I watched Best of Super Juniors and then Dominion. If I was a fan of Will Ospreay before this tournament, I'm now a super fan. He moved to Japan full-time last week and in a press conference expressed how frustrated he is that the juniors are pushed to the back. He pointed out the poster to Dominion and showed there's no juniors on it, not even the champion. It's clear to me the juniors could main event Wrestle Kingdom or any other pay-per-view. Ospreay said he intends to lead the way to change things. The next 6 months will be exciting in New Japan. Starting with the G1 Climax in 12 days, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. While I like the final match of the tournament, I think I enjoyed the Rocky Romero El Phantasmo match the most. There were so many great matches. Amy, Joe, and Larry, what was your favorite match in the Super Juniors tournament? I don't think Larry watched it.
Didn't. No.
No. I really liked the Phantasmo Rocky Romero feel-good story like you did. So we might agree because of the feel-good moment. As far as match quality, there was probably better, but yeah, you can't beat the feeling of that match. You can't explain it unless you see it, but it was quite awesome. But again, it made me a Will Ospreay fan too, because before that, I always got annoyed by his overselling and his neck thing where he's just screaming all the time in pain and where he looks like Macaulay Culkin sometimes. And he's, there were things about him that annoyed me a lot. Now I look past all that and I just go, wow, he's just really good. So,
well, according to Seth Rollins, they have a better version of Will Ospreay.
What a jerk. I understand they're just messing with each other on Twitter, but wow. Wow. Thanks, Seth. You're good. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Should we do Raw?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because I really want to talk about Raw, actually.
Okay, let's see how much music Raw gets, though. Okay. So,
Okay.
Why can't I find the music? I'll play this theme instead. I don't know what this is.
Okay.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I don't know. Also, hold on.
Don't you feel these comments are racist?
There wasn't even anything that I can remember that was racist on there, so I don't even know why I said that.
Vince didn't show up Monday.
We're live in a small city in somewhere. Raw. Yep. Remember when Raw had an intro?
Nope.
No. Seth Rollins comes out on Raw, and Becky Lynch comes out to interrupt, and they're like, look at us, we're the power couple. Look at us.
Wait. No, because Cole says real life couple.
Wow, as opposed to the fake couples and fake brothers on Raw all the time. Yeah, good. Fake. It's fake. Baron Corbin's music hits, but he's not there. It's a trick. Lacey Evans attacks Becky from behind. Oh, no, it's a fight. Corbin comes out. It's a double fight. Oh, I wonder what this will lead to. So Corbin grabs a mic, and he says, hey, Seth, hey, the only reason you're champion is because of Becky Lynch, which is true. So you should go home. But he does the whole Family Guy thing where he's like, you should go, leave here, get in a car, go to the airport, get on a plane, take the plane, go to the thing. And anyway, you should go home and wear an apron and make a sandwich for the man, Becky Lynch. So that's, wow. Corbin wants a mixed tag match at Extreme Rules. And I'm like, okay, well, we all saw this coming, right? But Becky wants it. She says, okay, we'll do it. But then no more chances after this. No more chances at what? What does that mean? Because
I don't know, but I thought WWE, okay, this is where I can't think they're going to do anything right, because I thought that was going to be the end of it. And of course, common sense says it should go where it does go, but I have so little faith in WWE. Yeah. I thought that was going to be the end.
I know. And Corbin and Lacey are like, well, we want a thing. We have a stipulation here. We want. And Rollins goes, okay, I take it. Before it's even said.
But that's good, because now Becky can be like, hey, you're the one that, you're the one that said to do it.
Where is she from? And then
I don't know, but can you imagine Seth? I think she's really nice and she seems cute.
I know, but can you imagine if they both lost their titles and then him getting bossed around by her and him going, yes, oh, ma'am. That'd be
so much fun.
Yes, ma'am. And just had his head down like Charlie Brown. This is going to be awesome if that happens. But I have a feeling none of this is going to matter, because Corbin says it's winners take all. And that means that it's going to be both titles on the line in a mixed tag match at Extreme Rules. And that's why I can't imagine. Has the title ever changed like that?
No, but I was hoping it would be person gets pinned, loses their title.
Right, and that's what I thought it would be. But because it's winners take all, then that would be weird. It would be weird to see Lacey like win, for example, and then have her say to Corbin, the only reason you're champ is because of me. And it would be weird for Corbin to beat Rollins and then have Becky say, you know, you cost me the title, you suck, and whatever. And then that wouldn't work for Lacey, who would have gotten that title for free. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a way to make that work. And again, but
it's
you
still
have to keep
better than they've been doing lately. This actually right. interests
At least this
me,
is,
and it involves Baron Corbin and Lacey
right.
Evans.
It's some sort of a story. Okay. Tonight, though, it's Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon versus Roman Reigns, like they announced on the pay-per-view. Also, it's official, AJ Styles versus Ricochet. Not for the U.S. title, but wow, that's okay. Something's about that. And for no reason, Kofi Kingston versus Sami Zayn. So at this point, there's no more wild card. It's wild card's dead. So
yeah, we made the most we could make out of on SmackDown. They've just
once they hit 14, it's over. So Mr. Bucket, Buckets of Fun.
I think they say the word wild card once this entire show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I think one time. Yeah, it doesn't
what
matter.
What is going on? See, this is what I'm saying about Impact. Remember the point thing they had in Impact that went for like a couple of weeks and then slowly just
Grand Biscuits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but up next, 8-man tag team elimination match where if you're pinned, your whole team goes out, which means that's not very. Okay. Brian and Rowan come out to the ring and go to break. We come back. It's Brian Rowan and the Revival versus New Day and Usos. So it's all the champions versus random people? Because why? What? Okay. Before the match, the Usos say SpongeBob and Patrick, That's not a joke. And then Cole says this. This is awesome. He goes, wow, look at this elimination match. There could be many unique situations. No, there can't. One team goes out, right? Then it's two teams against one. That's the, that will happen no matter what, right? So that's the one situation. Either the at that point, either the match can end or it could turn into a straight-up tag team match. That is
so three versions.
Those are not unique situations in any way, Cole. Brian and Revival do a miscommunication thing where Revival get hit by Brian and then they're mad at him, so then they hit him back, and then that makes Xavier Woods be able to pin Daniel Bryan. But then the Revival pins Woods right away after that, so we go to break. And when we come back, because of this new ESPN, Fox Sports, what are all the other names for it? Sports Channel 101. I'm just making these things up. Sky Sports One. Because of all the Fox roles, we have, okay, and the match restarts, Cole says. What? It's the Revival against the Usos. It's an elimination match. It should just keep going. No, they restarted it and rang a bell. And then the match ends when an Uso jumps off a Revival's back on the top rope and then does a splash and the Usos win. So I guess Usos just earn themselves another title shot, which I didn't want. But this whole breaking thing and stopping the match, it's weird.
It, like I said, I don't know if it's because we're not used to that, but whatever it is, it feels disruptive.
Yeah. Sports. Where do we get like different camera filters and things like that to make it super sports on Fox? Tonight, it's Braun versus Lashley in a tug of war. Listen,
what? Decade is this?
I'm all for old school gimmicks, but no one wants a tug of war with these guys.
No.
No one
wants Braun Strowman doing tug of wars.
We're sick of him.
At all.
No, we want Braun being fun again or being a monster again. We don't want this. Get this out of here. Miz walking, and I think if you weren't paying attention, you didn't notice.
I don't know if I would have or not, because you warned me ahead of time.
Okay.
Because I came home late.
I started freaking out, because guess what? On the right-hand side of the screen, while Miz is walking, Abby the Witch is lurking, which means my theory last week was correct. The end of Firefly Funhouse was the end of those vignettes, because Bray basically busted out of TV land to come to real life. That's what happened at the end. So,
which is proven by bringing the puppets with him.
Which is proven, exactly. So now Abby's there, which means Bray is somewhere around, which means soon we are going to see Bray Wyatt debut.
See, I never thought they would have the guts to bring the puppets out into real life, which I love.
It's amazing.
So keeping my fingers crossed. So
it's back there. I don't know if you're supposed to notice it or not, or I don't know if it's supposed to be one of those things where you don't see it and then you look back and do see it, but she's there. You might miss it. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of people just watch wrestling as a secondary thing and they're not looking at the TV all the time.
Or you just think Paige is very far back in the shot.
She did say Paige here, but I think that was actually Paige way back there. And Graves says he sees the Miz and he goes, ooh, Raw is about to become Just See. You mean Must See?
I've seen it before.
Okay. But the truth, he's going to be the guest on Miz TV. What were you going
to
say?
Now, are Renee and Corey, did they lose a bet where they had to switch outfits?
I know that Corey's outfit looks really tiny, like it's Renee's, but I don't know. Renee doesn't look like she's wearing Corey's outfit, though.
No, but she's wearing a sleeveless like suit
that
a buff guy would want to wear. Yeah. So yeah, I think they actually lost the bet and had to switch clothing.
It's or really
they just got dressed really quickly.
It could be
in the dark.
That could be. Earlier today, Braun Strowman pulls a tractor trailer. Okay. Miz TV with Truth and Carmella. Here we go. Truth is hilarious in this. He's so dumb and so goofy. And then Rockstar Spud comes out, or Drake Maverick, or whatever you want to call him. And he's mad because, you know, Truth ruined his wedding and all that and took his title away. But he doesn't know jokes. He's trying to get to the point of what they haven't done yet in their marriage. But he just says the real thing instead of a joke thing. I get it. He's the straight man because Truth gets all the jokes.
No, they should have wrote. Whoever wrote that should have wrote a funny.
I know it was lazy.
Instead of consummate, but Truth did get the joke from it. So
Truth got it. He said constipation, and the crowd chants constipation because they're children, and that's fine. Spud wants a match to get the love of his life back, and of course he gets one joke, and that's it. And he doesn't mean his wife; he means the title. Okay, that's fine. Miz gets
word. You know what I find strange is they've switched the 24/7 belt from a green strap. But yet, R-Truth 24/7 shirt is green to match it.
Where did you get that they switched it from that one picture on Twitter?
Yeah,
because if you look at it on Raw, it looked regular green. The back of it's dark.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. The T-shirt makes sense then. Yeah. Why didn't you? What?
I don't know.
Was it like a bad photos or something?
It was bad photo. Yeah. It still looks green to me.
I like any WWE shirt that's not black.
What color is it? Golden, blue, or green and purple? Okay, so Miz gets word in his earpiece that the match is next and nobody can interfere.
Again.
Why don't we just make the rule that if it's a sanctioned match, no one could ever... Wait a minute. Anytime it's a regular match, why would anybody be able to interfere if it's a regular match where a bell rings? That's dumb.
Because it would, well, no, it would ruin the match, but you have to tell me these rules. It has to be a rule.
Yeah. The match is Truth versus Drake, and I blink and it's over. Truth wins in seconds. Wow. Jobbers come out to get the title, including Lucha Things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind. I thought you skipped by, but keep going.
No, Lucha Things came out too. So everyone's out there to get the title now. So that's good. And then. What were you going to say about the guys coming out?
No, when they interview poor Rockstar Spud.
Okay. So Charlie's in the ring, and she interviews Spud. And she's like, wow, you lost everything, didn't you? And he just cries, and it's sad and pitiful. Yes. And the crowd's jerks.
Well, okay, the crowd can be a jerk. They paid their money. The interviewer is terrible.
She's mean. I mean, she's mean all night to everybody.
Yes. And it's almost like... She just forgot for 2 weeks she was supposed to be mean interviewer, and now she's picking it up.
Yeah. Wow. Poor Spud. What do you do now? Like, what's the point? What's he going to do?
If he was a real wrestler without this 205 gig, he could go insane or something. But
maybe he can get to, what's it called, bodyguards and keep the title longer than anybody because he has AOP to guard him.
That's it. Until they finally turn on him. Yeah.
Yep. Roman Reigns walking. When we come back from break, the mixed tag match is official. And at Extreme Rules, it really will be Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. That's fine for both titles. Lacey Evans and Corbin are talking backstage. And I'm looking. Oh, I can't write down a word they're saying because I'm looking for puppets. I promised everyone they're the future.
You
they're here.
Told us.
I mean... 15 years in the making, Larry.
Well, you didn't say it was going to be overnight. You never said when. You said the future.
And I was right. Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns is next. And guess what? It's now, and it's now not a handicap match. It's 2-on-1, so there's no tagging. Okay. That's fine. This is a pure beatdown on Reigns. This is 2-on-1, steel steps, Claymore. Shane uses Reigns as spear. That sounded like Mr. Bucket talking. Claymore again. And then Shane goes for the coast to coast. And then, what? The lights go out and it's the Undertaker. Wait, what? And to eject, I mean, this pop for him was huge. Goozle to Shane. There's no finish to the match. Wow. Okay, normally I'd go, oh God, it's the Undertaker. But I was pleasantly surprised only because they got me. I couldn't find anywhere online that had a report where Undertaker would be on Raw. This was just a surprising thing. The idea that he would be teaming up with the guy that beat him at WrestleMania and then fake retired him because he's wrestled like five matches since then. There's something to this. Now, my problem with it, I'll talk about when we say about the match that's coming up. But for right now, I'm just like, okay. Did you get disgusted by this? Are you muted? Yup, you are.
I'm muted, yes. I didn't get disgusted. I'm just sick of Shane. And I don't know.
Okay, well,
wait. No, let's wait and see what
happens. Yeah, we'll wait.
What if the Taker turns and we get the corporate ministry?
God, no. Okay.
The corporate ministry. That's so with bad. Ancient Undertaker.
Wow. Nom, 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 nom. Now there's a rope in the ring for the tug of war. So we're not even going to have this in like outdoors. This is going to be in the ring. So, okay. Braun comes out. Lashley comes out. Earlier today. Oh, my God. Lashley. Okay. So this is amazing. This is like a five-year-old tried to do this. He's like, Daddy, what if I tie a rope to that telephone pole and I pull on the rope? Do you think I could pull the telephone pole out of the cement? And the dad's like, no, the rope would break first. And you're like, I'm going to try it anyway. And they record it and you're like really strong. And then the rope breaks. And then Cole's like, look at that. The rope broke.
So it had nothing to be do with being tied to. It could have been tied to anything, right?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Braun Strowman versus Lashley tug of war. Lashley, they're pulling back and forth, and then Lashley jumps over the line as he was about to lose, and he attacks Braun. So we'll never know who would win the tug of war. If they would have called it tug o war instead of tug of war, I think I would have been more interested in it. That's a joke.
This is how they did somewhat entertaining things tonight. This is how much of a leeway I'm willing to give them. At least this was something. I hated it.
Well, I think I know what it is. I'll tell you. Because after the match, Lashley uses the rope to choke Braun and stuff. Is this going to be one of those four corners bull rope type matches? Wow. I can't wait to see Lashley carry Braun Strowman to four corners. And then have him secretly be touching the corner. Oh, my God. Whoa. What year is this?
That would be Cesaro's like weakest match you could ever have him in. He just doesn't understand.
No. He's like, it's four corners. There's four corners. Backstage interview with AJ Styles. And Charlie's like, wow, hey, AJ, you just came back from your break and stuff. How you feeling? And he's like, oh, good. I'm like, she's like, I don't care about that. Let's talk about other stuff.
That's exactly what she said. What?
What was that?
She is so mean tonight.
Oh, and then the No Way Jose posse or whatever they're called, Mr. Bucket runs through. He dances around.
Had Mr. Bucket either leading or following the whole thing, it would have been great.
If I had Mr. Bucket, I'd put him on TLDR with them. But I don't have that. Buck, it's fine. I can go to Target and buy it right now, I think. But they're dancing with Gallows and Anderson, and Styles is like, hey! Stop goofing around. So
I don't understand this, Joe, because this is good.
I know. It's very good.
I'm actually super interested with characters I like, and I don't know where it's going. Yeah. What is WWE doing here?
I don't know. It's almost like they're making something we care about. I mean, they're starting to. If it doesn't pay off, that's typical WWE, but we'll see. Oh, Styles is like, stop screwing around. You got a match against the Viking guys that haven't been on in 6 weeks. So we come back from break, and already in the ring, Gallows and Anderson, that's sad, are wrestling the Viking Raiders. AJ's watching backstage. You know what storyline I really hate? The got complacent story. No, got complacent, they call it. Excuse me. You were good when you started, but then you got complacent. That always means creative had nothing for them and they were never used on TV. And then they lost when they were on TV. How is that complacent? Yeah. I hate when they do that because it's not the wrestler's fault almost ever. Viking experience, that's it. And Styles is disgusted because the Gallows and Anderson keep losing. Okay.
Still, wow. That's going to be something we've gotten for a long time.
Yep. It's going to parlay into the main event. Backstage, Bliss and Nikki Cross. And Bliss is rude and kicks her out. I hate it. So when we come back from break, Natalia and Naomi go into Nikki's locker room and they're like, hey, you know, Alexa Bliss is horrible. And Nikki's like, I know she's horrible. That's her reputation, but she's been nothing but nice to me. And then Bliss comes in and goes, hey, get out of here. Get out of the dressing room. Get out. That's it.
Naomi is slowly evolving into just complete ridiculousness. Yes. She looked so silly tonight.
Well, She had that Mr. Bucket crotch going on there. If you saw, you should see it. I don't even know what that means. Already in the ring, Mojo, Rowley, and Heath Slater. That can't be right. No. Apparently, also Dana Brooke came out and said, okay, everybody, let's do this. And she flexed her arms and she said, now you do it. Let's flex. That's a gimmick.
What, she's now slim, good body?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do.
Is this what the crowd's going to get? They're going to get, like, exercises right during the...
Right. Well, they also got a Mojo Rawley and a Heath Slater entrance. So this isn't really a match. Of course it's not. Truth is chased by jobbers, and then Heath Slater pins Truth. Oh, my God. Heath Slater's the 24-7 champion. But then Truth pins Slater, because that's how this works. And Cole goes, oh, he's the... He retains or regains, and he goes, or whatever. Cole doesn't care about this title at all. Yeah. Cedric the Alexander comes in and he does the back check or whatever it's called. What's that called? Lumbar check. I know.
Lumber check.
lumber yard. The lumbar yard. And then Cedric is the new champion. And then EC3 wins and he's the new champion. And then Carmella grabs the title and Truth pins EC3 and Truth wins because, like I always say, it's 99% bookends here with Truth.
Mm. Unless you guys have something super planned that you want to,
Yeah, it's fine. Backstage interview with Ricochet, and this is where we go. Oh, I wish he would have. I was there when Mike Quackenbush was teaching him, and who else was there? It wasn't even him that was doing it. It was, oh my God, I can't remember his name. Mitch Ryder, he was teaching Ricochet about go home lines and like what would be better than another thing. And this is when I was recording the video, and he was just, I was like, okay, this kid's really good, but he needs to, well, he still needs to, whatever you want to say. I feel bad because he comes across as likable. But what the words coming out of his mouth and the way he wrestled and everything, none of it matches up.
No. And I hate the fact, I hate when you feel like I'm not saying I would be great, but it just seems to me that the easiest part of wrestling would be these.
It's not, Larry. Some people are just naturally nervous when a live camera's on them. That's all there is to it. And I don't blame them.
That would be the easiest part. Like, it would just.
No, it's not. That's just you.
Touching other people, the worst part.
Yes, of course. Diseases.
I couldn't do it. Touching people all the time. That's wrestlers do this all the time.
Yeah, you can catch the Pepsi Cola, all the things.
I don't know where they've been.
Yes. Backstage, Kofi is grabbing pancakes. And while he's doing this, notice. You might not have seen it. Mercy the Buzzard from Firefly Funhouse is lurking in the background watching Kofi. This is awesome. Is it not awesome, Larry?
It is. I don't know what to do here. There's things being done right. There's things I'm being entertained by. And it's been months since I could say that. Now they're probably out of poop, but hey, whatever. Yeah.
Kofi comes out for an interview. What? But Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens interrupt and say, hey, Kofi, how come you're the champ that can't win without help? And Kofi says, I'll beat you by myself tonight, Sam Zayn. When we come back from break, it's Kofi versus Zayn. Good match.
Also, in that previous part you talked about, someone let Sammy and Kevin Owens do something they wanted to do themselves. They came out and took over the interview and had fake questions.
Yes.
That wasn't WWE. I'm pretty sure that was like Sami Zayn being in the, we had to do something
here. That was fun. The three things. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Let us do questions. So, yeah, again, tiny little things done okay.
Mm-hmm. But this is it. Kofi wins the match, of course, because Sami Zayn is going against a champion and you can't win. You're not allowed to for whatever reason. So Owens gets on the mic and he says, how about you beat me right now? And we go to break and we come back. Round two, fight! Kofi versus Kevin Owens. I guess that's round one. But Kofi wins this match by count out. But still, he still won. He still did two matches in a row. And then shenanigans and trouble and all these things happen. And then Samoa Joe runs out and attacks Kofi Kingston. Is this going to be a... Wow, even if it's just for Extreme Rules. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still good with it. Especially if Samoa Joe puts on a great show and Kofi sneaks a win.
Yeah.
Really good with
Officials come out to help. And then...
And where's New Day?
On the pay-per-view. And then you think Kofi's going to be helped to the back, but no, Samoa Joe comes in and attacks again and chokes out Kofi. And hey, we have 3 weeks till Extreme Rules. This is perfect. This is good. I like it. So there you go. When we come back from break, oh my God, Larry, at Extreme Rules, it's official. Undertaker and Roman Reigns, the Yard Dogs versus Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre in a tag team match. Oh my God, is this so Shane can pin Undertaker?
Oh my God. Let's wait and see.
Oh my God, this is so Shane can pin Undertaker.
This is so close to being horrible, but maybe it might not be. I don't want to. I'm going to steady myself for the worst and hope for maybe the okayest. Okay. It's never going to be the best, but yeah. Wow. We can't really be going where a lot of these things seem to. We can't be going to Shane being. I know how I've made this joke about him being the second or third most powerful, but we can't do this.
We could build up Shane all these months, have him pin Undertaker, pin Roman Reigns, do all these things, and then pin The Miz. And then we get to Fox, and then Shane's like, I'm going to go for your title, Kofi. And then Brock cashes in, and then Shane's like, oh, Brock, you're a great champ. Good for you. That's it. Oh, my God, Larry. The build is worse than we thought. That's a temporary speed bump. And with Shane having all this muscle, Shane's eventually going to beat Brock Lesnar, isn't he?
Oh, Joe, please stop.
Oh, no.
You are worst case scenario Jones.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. I just realized that. That's horrible.
So you're telling me at the time that they're going to compete head to head, well, pretty much, with American Eagle Wrestling, that's going to be what they're going to give us?
Yeah.
That would be insanity. Insanity, I say.
Well, let's find out. No, we're not going to find out for months. Naomi versus Alexa Bliss is next with Nikki Cross in Alexa's corner. Nikki gets bumped, probably because Alexa pulled her in front of Naomi. I don't even know. And then DDT. So keep this in mind. Alexa Bliss wins with one move, which is normal for her, right? Nikki shoves both of them and Natalya comes out. When we come back from break, the match is restarted as a tag match. Naomi and Natalya versus Nikki and Alexa. Back up the Mr. Bucket truck. Mr. Truckets are fun.
It's not even garbage day. I don't know what's going on.
So it's a construction vehicle. It's heavy machinery outside the window. So yeah, so Nikki Cross does all the work and Alexa uses Nikki's neckbreaker finisher to come in and do the pin with, ready? Zero moves, Bliss. Oh my God. That happened.
She'll never be a face.
Zero moves. AJ Styles and Ricochet walking split screen. When we come back, it's the main event. AJ Styles versus Ricochet. And look at this. Gallows and Anderson come out and they try to cheat and trip Ricochet in the match. And Styles is like, hey, I don't want you here. I want to have a match against Ricochet. And then they're like, okay, then we're going to leave. And they go. And Cole says, don't worry, we'll restart the match after the break. How weird is that?
It stands out.
It does. So when we come back, it's Real Sports with Brian Gumball. It's great stuff, though. The match is awesome. Phenomenal forearm, and Styles wins. But he's not like a heel or anything, and Ricochet's not mad either. Styles hugs Ricochet, and that's your Raw. And you have all these hooks now. You have the what's going on with Styles and the club. What's going on with the puppets in the background? Are we going to see more puppets tonight on SmackDown? Will this lead to the Firefly Funhouse gang just coming in and talking to Aleister Black? This could all turn into incredible things. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but WWE is actually doing something interesting right now. So I'm gonna wait and see.
Now, let's give everybody a pat on the back here. Number one, WWE. We had a main event with a match I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
Characters I cared about.
Yeah.
And a storyline attached to it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last Raw that had that. And I'm not being crazy. I don't remember the last Raw that had all those things that I wanted to see the end of Raw. I really did. If I didn't do the show, there have been so many Raws I would have turned off.
Yeah.
So give them a pat on the back. And I like to blow our own horn, like Mr. Bucket.
Toot, toot.
We've been complaining and complaining and complaining, but we were complaining with good reason. Look, they did something well, and what? We're going to give them credit.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of show we are. We actually watch the product
and
give an honest opinion.
We'll tell you if it's good or bad.
It's honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, I took some stuff away from Raw tonight. Monday night.
Yeah,
so yeah, last night, it's been garbage. It's been complete garbage. This wasn't garbage.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know what happened. Did Vince sleep in that night or what? He didn't make it to the tapings?
I don't know, but I'm all for this and I can't wait to see where it goes. And if they fail us again, we'll just go typical WWE and then we'll just bash them again, because that's what we do, is not bash the debris. We tell you the truth. That's it.
So, yeah.
So there you go. That's your Raw.
Yeah.
So
we have a Raw email.
We do. Go ahead.
It says, remember Cherry, the manager of Deuce and Domino? Both her and Lacey Evans are throwback gimmicks. So why is it when I see Cherry, I think Wholesome, and when I see Lacey Evans, I think plantation owner?
I can answer that.
Because Cherry was probably in New Jersey and Lacey Evans is probably in Georgia.
Thank you. That was it.
That's what I think.
I was going to say New York, but you got it.
Question for Joe. I really enjoy Too Long Didn't Raw. Can we get a special attraction match between googly-eyed Corey Graves and googly-eyed Booker T?
Wow.
Super Bayley could ref the match. Andrew, a.k.a.
That'd be amazing.
P.S. Please be careful with Larry's box of tinnitus.
Tetanus. Okay. Remember the pins? The rusty old pins?
Oh, the rusty old pins.
Tinnitus.
My ears hurt. Oh, yes. Okay. You know what? You want special Too Longs Didn't Raw? Listen, this is me off the show speaking as a fan. I want more Too Long Didn't Raw. I want SmackDowns and pay-per-views. But you can't get that unless it blows up. And it's not going to blow up with just Mr. Bucket's help. You got to share TLDR. Listen, I love the show. Especially because it's got me on it. But the show is an investment. Too Long Didn't Raw can reach tons of people because there's no investment in that. It's short. It's catchy. It can get people out there. Go fishing for us. Throw that line in the water with Too Long Didn't Raw.
Please.
Share that. Even if you don't have any friends in real life, you probably have some on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or, you know, pretend friends. Show it to them. Who knows? Yeah. Throw it out there. It's fun.
Yeah.
That is a no-cost thing you can do to help us out.
Right. Yeah, it is. So, thank you. Are we done? Tetanus box?
I think we're good. Tetanus box. Box of tetanus.
Buck, it's a tetanus!
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, then for today, that's our program, everyone. We thank you, and we appreciate you listening. And like Larry said, if you could share Too Long Didn't Raw, that would be great. If you want to make a donation to Smart Wrestling Fan, help out the show, go to smartwrestlingfan.com. And there's a PayPal link at the bottom of the page. If you want to become a patron, you can do that. And then pick a monthly pledge that you'd like to give to Smart Wrestling Fan. Patreon.com/SmartWrestlingFan. All the ways you can help. And any of them are appreciated. I have to go to my second dentist appointment in 2 days now. So
really?
I'm going to go do that. I forget, but yeah, it's soon. I know that. So I'll get the show up as soon as possible, but it doesn't matter to you guys because you're already listening to it. So I've already done it. And there you go. So that's it. Anything else, Larry?
If you're not listening to the show, then maybe Joe died at the dentist. Has anybody ever died?
Yes, they have. Stop it. I'm scared to go. I'm not going.
What could you die from at the dentist?
You get, like, when you get your wisdom teeth out, you get put to sleep and then you end up, like, complications in surgery.
If they're going to put you to sleep, Joe,
why'd you say that? That's not funny.
You can't die at the dentist.
Now I'm going to freak out the whole time.
You cannot die at the dentist. It's impossible.
Shut up! Larry, you kill people on a monthly basis. I hate you. I'm cutting all this out of the show. No, I'm not. I'm going
to
leave it in.
Oh, you have to keep it in because it may be used in court at a later
Shut up! Okay. Anyway, that's our show, everybody. Go play Mr. Bucket. It's buckets of fun. But first, donate to the show before you buy Mr. Bucket.
Anyway, on Xbox.
Thanks for listening. Mr. Bucket on Xbox 360 in the past, in the indie section. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Until next time, 2:30.